Hello, everybody. Hope Savara here with a daily dose of hope. I'm coming to you live from Chile. I don't live in Chile. I'm going to move this here, see if this is better lighting. I was literally messing with trying to come on live with you guys for like 10 minutes. And finally, the internet decided to agree with me, and here I am. So good morning. Welcome. Let me know if you are coming to me live. Type live in the comment section. And if you are watching the replay, type replay. It is Thursday morning. It is November 14th, and that means that it's getting closer and closer to the holidays. Drop me some info in the comment section. Do you love the holidays? Do you not love the holidays? Are the holidays stressful for you? I'm kind of indifferent. I remember when I was a kid and all I could think about was presents, and then I became an adult and all I could think of is how expensive presents are. But I regress because my kids obviously love it. I have an almost 12-year-old and almost 10-year-old, and my son will be 5 next month, and they all still believe in Santa. If you have kids, do your kids all still believe in Santa? Mine do. And I'm trying to preserve that innocence for as long as possible. But we're talking about gratitude today. And I wanted to talk about gratitude because if you remember 45 days ago, who can remember 45 days ago? But if you remember 45 days ago, I brought up the idea of the last 90 days. And I brought up the idea of the last 90 days in that, what are your goals? What is it that you're driving towards? What is it that you have in your psyche, in your roadmap that you would like to achieve? And for many of us, driver or not, we kind of forget to set goals. We get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life. We get so caught up in the immediate needs, and those are important. And then the next thing you know, 5 years, 10 years, heck, 25 years go by, and we kind of look and say, what have I done? What do I want to do? I still have something that I could accomplish. And I just want to say to you, if you're listening this morning, if your brain is saying right now, like, no, don't set goals, you know, that's dumb, that's stupid, I want to tell you that there's a part of you inside, there's a part of your brain inside that's like, don't do it, I don't want you to improve yourself. And it's probably because some punk told you that at some point or another, and you've learned to allow that to become true in your life. So that 45 days ago, if you remember that show, the last 90 days, we talked about goals, we talked about what you wanted, we talked about writing those things down, and now we're at day 45. So that means we are halfway to the end of the year from October 1st. And I want to talk about gratitude today because an attitude of gratitude will always take you farther in life than a crotchety, old, negative, I mean, drop me some in the comment section. Like, we all have those people in our life where it's just like, stay away. Like, we need that spray, that smudging spray that's like, spray, get away from me. And having that attitude of gratitude, you know, in the holidays too, but just in general, helps us accomplish our goals more effectively. Research has shown people that have an attitude of gratitude towards life accomplish more. People that have an attitude of gratitude get where they want to go quicker. People that have an attitude of gratitude often receive more in abundance than what they even want for themselves. So what does having gratitude mean? What does being grateful mean? And maybe you were like, when you grow up and your parents are like, you better be grateful. You better be grateful for what you got. And you're thinking to yourself, like, my sister got a way better present than I did. Why the hell should I be grateful? You know, or something bad happens and you're like, how can I find gratitude out of this? Like, this is horrible. But it's a mindset. It's a mindset that you have to change, tweak, turn on, make become a priority if you want to start seeing life differently. For a really long time, I saw most of life as life was shitting on me. It was unfair. Everybody always had the leg up. I got dealt the bad end of the cards. You know, why is this happening to me? Why is this not fair? And I gotta tell you, that type of attitude gets you nothing and nowhere. And slowly, people start walking away from you because they can't handle it. Because it's like, have you ever been around that person where it's like the second they walk in the room, you can just feel it? Don't you want to be that person that walks in the room and they feel it? They feel that just like, oh, it's awesome. They want to hug you. They want to be around you. It's like, wow. You have full control over that. You have full control over that. So what does an attitude of gratitude actually look like? What does it mean? How does it affect our lives? And how can we better affect the lives of others? Because you can impact other people positively. You can impact other people in your life, and it costs you $0. Being a good person is not expensive. Being a good person requires you to simply want to do a little bit more. That's it. So, why have an attitude of gratitude? Why be grateful? Why do any of that? Like, why don't we just all wake up and be screwed, right? Why don't we just all wake up and be the Grinch, you know? So what does it look like? Number one, it's good for our mental health. So if you're looking to improve your health, you're stressed, you have high blood pressure, you just feel like you can't sleep, whatever it is, you can't lose weight, research upon research upon research shows that your mental attitude weighs heavily in your health, physically, mentally, and emotionally. I'm going to read you this. Studies show that regular gratitude practices like keeping a gratitude journal or a weekly gratitude journal boosts happiness. Research that compared people who asked to count blessings with people asked to count hassles, okay, so counting hassles, counting blessings, and annoyances, found that the gratitude groups were 25% happier. So let me ask you this. Do you, and you don't have to answer, okay, do you, at the end of the day, look at all the things that went wrong? Or do you look at all the things that went right? Or we could look at the reverse. When you wake up in the morning, are you thinking, it's gonna be a great day? Or are you thinking, ugh, it's snowing, it's cold, my truck, whatever, this and that, you know, all my kids, the person next to me. I mean, are you thinking all those things? You already are starting out underneath the rug, underneath the truck. So it has to start here. Number two, I got 10 of them, okay? Number two, helps counter stress. If stress is not a buzzword in today's culture, I don't know what is. Stress, 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 stress. Because there actually is good stress and there is bad stress. Because in part, stressing our system, if we think about ourselves on a physical level, actually helps us. It actually improves our health. It's the whole reason why you're kind of huffing and puffing and you're going for a walk uphill and you're like, oh, I gotta keep going. That's good stress. That stress boosts the body. It boosts the metabolism. It challenges the heart. That is a good thing. Athletes stress their body to improve. You can stress your body to improve. There are good stresses. But those negative stresses, those stresses that negatively impact our body, we want to curb. We want to combat. And if our mind is on the right track, we're going to feel less stressed. We're going to notice less stress. Things aren't going to aggravate us as much. A gratitude practice improves our ability to switch our focus in the moment and also help us notice more of the good things in life that we normally don't pay much attention to. So my challenge for you today, here's just a little note to take in your head. Try to notice all the little things. It's like someone letting you in traffic. That could be an awesome blessing because you could miss your exit. you paying for a cup of coffee for the person behind you and them saying thank you? When is the last time someone said thank you to you? They're all around you. Number three, it helps us to exercise more. I said the E word, exercise. Okay, so you all know with Mother Trucker Yoga, I'm not handing out exercise programs. But the more you move, the more likely you are to want to engage in more physical activity. And when it comes to gratitude, the more grateful heart you have, the more you're going to want to live. And the more you're going to want to live, the more you're going to want to live a healthy life. And so having that attitude of gratitude can actually help encourage you to want to get off your arse and move a little bit more. I mean, who doesn't need a little bit of encouragement during the holidays, when you're stressed, when you're out on the road all alone, and when all that's going through your head is life sucks, negative, 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 versus tipping the scale to be a little bit more grateful, have a little bit more of a grateful heart, being a little bit more positive? You're going to think to yourself, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk around the parking lot right now. I'm going to go into that TA Petro, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure out how to use that weight machine thing. What if when you do that, because you're feeling grateful for this body that you've been given, for this day that you've been given, for this time that you have to go take care of yourself, that you now meet your new best friend? Do you think they would be your new best friend if you're all ungrateful and crabby and crotchety and oh, this and that? Absolutely not. And I want to talk about gratitude today because one, it's halfway through our last 90 days. So again, remember 45 days ago, I talked about the last 90 days and goal setting and thinking about what you want in life. We're at day 45. And now it's time to hopefully refine that grateful heart a little bit more. Okay. And start caring a little bit more about what's going on up in our head and also how it is that we interact with people around us, because gratitude affects us on multiple levels. I cannot stress this enough. This is why, and research has shown this is why, I did not pull up that research, but I will find it if you want me to. This is why people that are in poverty are just constantly giving to their churches, giving to the needy, give more than they have, and they're still happy. I've traveled to multiple third world countries. These people are the happiest people I have ever met. And they have nothing. When I lived in Nigeria, I am not joking. You would drive by and there are women nursing their babies, sitting on a heap of garbage, burning the garbage to cook their food and stay warm. And they're smiling and they're happy and their kids are running around playing in a garbage heap. But they're so freaking happy. So stuff is not going to make you more grateful. Stuff is not going to make you more healthy. Stuff is not going to bring whatever it is that you want in your life to you. So why have gratitude? It helps us reach our goals. We're at day 45. So this is number four. It helps us reach our goals. When we have that positivity, when in the back of our head we're thinking, who can I help today? When we wake up and we think, you know, I'm so glad that I could wake up and actually roll out of bed all on my own. My great-grandmother-in-law, my grandparents are all gone now, she a few weeks ago cracked her hip. She was walking out of the Aurora Clinic and tripped on the rug and cracked her hip. And so right back into the clinic she went. Took the x-ray, long story short, it wasn't healing right. And so now she's in the hospital. And I asked her when we went to see her on Monday, and I was like, how's things going? How are you feeling? And she's like, it's a bitch. You know, you can see, like, it just is wearing on her. And she can't get up on her own. She can't make it to the bathroom on her own. She has to use that thing that, like, they wheel over to you. And you can just see it. You can see it. She's a strong German woman. She does not show emotion. And you can just see it. And so I went home and I was like, my God, I am so grateful. I am so grateful that I can get up. Sure, my back's a little stiff. Sure, my foot hurts a little bit, whatever. but I can get up and go to the bathroom myself. I don't have to ring a buzzer and have someone wipe my ass. I can do all the things that I want to do. And more if I work at it. And so having that attitude of gratitude is so essential. And when we think about wanting it to help us reach our goals, first of all, you got to go back 45 days with me here. Watch that Daily Dose of Hope and write down what it is that you actually want in your life. Like, what do you want? And if when you're doing this, this is really important. And if you didn't watch that episode, please watch it. If in writing these down, there's a little voice in your brain that's saying, don't do it. You really want that? You could never achieve that. You're not worth that. No one will ever believe in you. If your little voice inside your head is saying that, we got work to do. But I want you to write them down anyway. Step one is writing them down anyway. I want to show you something. So I'm in my office. So that's my calendar. Okay. And like all those sheets of paper are all my goals for each area of my business and my life. And then I have like all this stuff here. So these are like different post-it notes to remind me of stuff. Like I have one that says, what's a SMART goal? It's specific, measurable, attainable, and relevant. So I always like remind myself, do the things that I want, fit those needs. I have another post-it note that says, it's all about a win-win. Reminding me that whatever it is I'm moving towards, it's about myself getting to where I want to go, but it's also about helping the other person. So if on the other end, it's not helping the other person, it's hurting them, or maybe they're not getting something out of it, I got to reevaluate. So I like have these things. I have these things all over the place to help me stay grateful and to help me stay on my goals and to help me stay focused. What if inside your truck, my God, I will send you post-it notes if you don't have any. Drop me your address and I will literally send you post-it notes. What if on a little post-it note, you write, I'm awesome? Or what if on a little post-it note, you write, be grateful because you can drive today. Because you have a truck, because you have a company that is paying you, because the roads are open, because autonomous cars, trucks have not taken over the world, because robots have not taken over the world, and we still need truck drivers. Like, what if, I'm obviously being a little funny, but that's how gratitude works. You have a family that loves you. You have a wife that loves you, a husband that loves you. You have a really good friend. Who cares if you don't have 900 friends? You have a really good friend that calls you regularly to check up on you. Those are things to be grateful for. And when we have an attitude of gratitude, all of that stuff helps us reach our goals. So my tip for you is if you wrote down your goals 45 days ago, do not fold them up and put them into a notebook because you will never see them. Put them somewhere where you will see them every single day. If you read the Bible every morning, if you have a daily devotional, if you want to put them on your truck, like wherever it is you're going to see them. So for 20 years, I had a list of goals and on a yellow legal pad piece of paper. And I had it all folded up. And then when I opened my yoga studio, which I've closed now, but 14 years ago I opened my yoga studio, I put that folded piece of paper underneath our cash drawer. And so when I would ring out the till, I usually did like a big ring out and compared everything once a week, I'd pull that out and I'd look at it. And every time I achieved one or I did what I wanted to do on there, some of them were training, some of them were go places, some of them were whatever. And I ended up having, I think it was 2 left. And I was like, whoa, why did that work? Because it was fresh in my brain. Because every day I was looking at it, my subconscious was taking that in and going, this is what she wants, this is what she wants, this is what's going to happen. That's why negative people surround themselves with negative people. That's why mean, grouchy, crotchety people like that kind of stuff. That's all they can talk about. So focus on what you want. Set your goal. Surround yourself with people that support those goals, that don't think they're silly, that don't think that you can't do them. And you know what? There have been people in my life, family and friends and acquaintances, that I've said, you know what? You don't get me, and that's okay, but I can't have you blocking me to getting to my goals. You are curbing my brain to be diverted to taking a side road that doesn't lead to my destination and making me angry in the process. Bless them and let them go, my friend. I give you permission. Okay, so number five, it makes us kinder. It absolutely makes you kinder. That sounds weird when you say that, kinder. Have more kindness? That might be a better way to say it. So anyways, I regress. So it makes you kinder. One finding of gratitude research is that people keeping daily gratitude lists are more likely to help someone in need when compared with people making lists of hassles. And this is a physical list, people. This is also a mental list. Have you ever gotten to like 3 p.m. and the day maybe hasn't gone so great? And in your head, you maybe are just recognizing this now, you've actually been keeping track of all the bad stuff that happened. Have you ever done that? I mean, like, drop it in the comment section. Show me some love on the screen if you have. Like, I've done that where it's like one thing goes wrong and then all of a sudden you notice all the other things in life that have gone wrong. It's like when you buy a white car and then you notice all the other white cars on the road. Or, you know, you go to McDonald's once and then you notice every McDonald's on every exit. Whatever. It can be anything. You buy Nike shoes, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. So start to shift from a hassle list to a gratitude list. And if you are saying to yourself, Hope, I have nothing to be grateful for in my life, let's hop on the phone because that's bull. You absolutely have at least 5 things to be grateful for. I promise you that. And if you can't find them, I will find them. We'll do a therapy session on the phone for free and we will find those things. Okay, number 6. Makes you feel less lonely and more connected. Wow. If that's not something that could help us all, especially in the trucking industry, I don't know what does. Because when you're thinking more positive and you're thinking about other people and you're like, you know what? My buddy's on hard times. I'm gonna call him. And now you both are talking. Like, we need this. We get so caught in our bubble. And then we don't get out of our bubble. And we scroll social media. And we think, oh, everyone else's life is so much better. And we go from feeling like I love my life and I'm happy for what I have and all of that to like, oh, I suck. And then we go down that rabbit hole of no return. So part of having an attitude of gratitude is also recognizing the influences coming in and at you. And you have to change those. When I recognized in my life that, like, I didn't want to live like an addict, I didn't want to be using food the way I was, I didn't want to constantly be using drugs and alcohol, like, it wasn't working, and I was attracting the wrong people, I had to decide to start reaching out because I felt very alone. I felt very alone. I always saw the negative. Why me? Why me? Why me? Was like literally my mantra. Why me? Have you ever been there? Where it's like you find yourself in your head saying, why me? It's not fair. Must be nice. Like you make these like little side comments to people or in your head, but really it's like you got to change your heart. You got to change your heart. And that can happen with gratitude. Okay, number 7. This is a good one. People ask me all the time, how can I help improve this? Can you guess what it is? Sleep. Having a grateful heart, being more grateful, having gratitude can actually improve sleep. Sounds good to me. What if you could ditch the sleep meds, stop taking the abundance of melatonin, and actually get a good night's sleep? Here's what I do. When I lay down in bed at night and I close my eyes and I like take 3 or 4 just really deep breaths, like I like to feel my physical body kind of sink, where just kind of cul-de-sac here. So we have our parasympathetic nervous system and our sympathetic nervous system. Our sympathetic nervous system is our fight, flight, or freeze. Our parasympathetic nervous system is our rest and digest and be at ease. when we are constantly in our sympathetic nervous system, we have anxiety, we're super stressed, our cortisol levels are crazy, we probably have anxiety, high blood pressure, we're not sleeping, we're angry, we're constantly like on the defense. It's like a basketball game that never ends. We have to shift to the parasympathetic nervous system. If you have digestive issues, if your metabolism is trashed, if you're tired all the time, you're stuck over here. We need to get over here. And some of the best ways to do that is yoga, meditation, prayer, breathing, positive music, talking with a friend, getting a good night's sleep. But if you're thinking about how the world sucks and how you hate everybody and how everyone's out to get you and how, you know, nobody understands my life because I have such a particular life and no one can speak into it. If you're like thinking about that constantly, you're never going to sleep. You're never going to get into a REM state. You're never going to get into that place where your body resets itself. If you remember from 2 weeks ago when Karen Urbanek was on, we were talking about the cycle of the body, like what actually happens to everybody's body. This is not trucker specific. This is like everyone was born and everyone has this cycle in our body. Doesn't matter what job you have. This is what the body does. You can't trick that cycle. And at night is when your body repairs itself. At night is when your body heals itself. That is why people that are stressed don't sleep a lot. That is why those people then are sick a lot. So what if before you go to bed, you do one or two quick stretches from Mother Trucker Yoga, of course. You do 3 or 5 deep breaths, and before you drift off to sleep, you think about 3 things that you're grateful for. I assure you, you will sleep better. I promise you that there is nothing better than thinking about how you help the world. Because you also, the last things that you think about are the things that are embedded into your conscious and subconscious mind when you sleep. So if you're thinking that life sucks and everything's out to get you and poor me, no wonder you wake up and you're caught in that cycle. And I'm saying this because 1, I've been there in my life, and 2, I have loved ones in my family where it's just like, my gosh, you gotta stop. And so I want to share that with you because you can change that cycle. You can improve your sleep. And it can be something as simple as just having a more grateful heart. Okay, 8, it makes you feel more in control of your life, hence the word optimism. If you feel like you're spiraling out of control in life, ask yourself how you're approaching it. When is the last time you looked through a different lens? You took off your glasses and you put on a new pair and you thought, you know what? I'm going to look at life differently today. Do you notice how a lot of this is just an attitude shift? It's just a tweak on how you look at things. This is not an expensive change. You don't have to get a prescription filled. You don't have to start a program. You don't need to do anything other than just have a conversation up in here in this thing we call our mind. After observing that gratitude is having a positive effect on life emotions, we begin to feel more optimistic and in control of our lives rather than being bounced around by all life's events. Do you feel like that right now? Like it's like boing, boing. My kids want to always go to the trampoline park a few towns over, and it's like they want to bounce all over the place. I mean, what kid doesn't? But does your mind feel like that? Do you feel like that in life? Like, go back. What are 3 to 5 things that you have to be grateful for right now? Let's take a moment of silence and think to yourself, what are 3 to 5 things that you have to be grateful for right now? I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. You got to think about them. If you can, say them out loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Three to five, my friends. You can do it. Number nine, people like you better. People like you more. I'm not going to toot my horn, but I'm just going to tell you my own experience. People often say to me, you are so much energy, Hope. You are so fun. Are you always like this? And my answer is yes and no. But my answer is, why choose to be glum? Why choose to be down? Why choose to be the negative Nelly? Like, that gets no one anywhere. You attract more bees and bears with honey. Right? Like, it doesn't benefit anything. If you're trying to move up in your career, if you're trying to, like, wow your spouse, if you're trying to make a new friend, if you're trying to whatever it is, being more positive and more grateful and kind and extending yourself will always get you farther in life. And if you do it because you want to, even better. Because people will feel through that fakeness. If they don't right away, they will eventually. Do I have my off days? Absolutely. Do I feel down once in a while? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm still grateful. I'm still grateful. I'm still thankful. I still remember, you know, what got me where I am. I still remember that, like, my husband works his ass off so that he can provide for our family. He can do different things. And I work really hard so I can do the same thing. Like, it's a constant gratitude ball. Okay? Okay? You're a part of that too. I'm so grateful for all of you. Like, if it wasn't for you watching my show, I would just be talking to a screen right now. And in a sense, I kind of am. But you guys are watching, and I appreciate it. And then number 10, better health. Gratitude is a practice. Just like practicing eating better foods, just like practicing drinking more water, just like practicing getting out of your truck and walking around the parking lot or going into the Petro and using their fitness station or going on and logging on and practicing mother trucker yoga or whatever it is, it's all just practice. That's all it is. My son just started basketball. It's his first team sport he's ever played. He's almost 12, and he loves it. And I, like, had to pick him up on Tuesday, and I'm standing in the doorway, and we're watching him, and, like, they were actually not bad. It's a fifth and sixth grade team. They're actually pretty good. And there's a couple things he needs to improve on, and afterwards we're walking out to the car, and then I, you know, my husband gets home, we're talking about how it went, and they had to, like, dribble. Okay, I played basketball at one time. I thought I was going to be amazing, but I was just average. Have you ever done that where it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be like a superstar, and then you're like, no, not really, that wasn't my calling in life. But anyways, he loves basketball, and he's a really good dribbler with his right hand, no shock there. His left hand, he's a little fumbly. And he's telling us that, you know, I got to work on my left hand, but I'm really good at my right hand. And, you know, the coach is going to help us get better. And he was showing us things. What was he doing? He was being grateful. He was showing gratitude that his coach, even though he's not that great at something, is there to help him. Is there something in your life right now that you're still a little fumbly on? Is there something in your life right now that you're trying to improve? Is there something in your life right now that you're trying to break into? Is there something in your life right now that you're just like, I don't know? Is there somebody else in your life that's trying to help you with that? Is there someone else in your life that you can reach out to? And can you show gratitude for that? I'm going to show you one thing here really quick. Okay, so I buy these all the time whenever I see them on clearance or whatever. It's a box of thank you cards. It's a box of 50. It's going to last me somewhat of time. And I try, sometimes I forget, but I try to write thank you cards for random things as much as possible. And sure, it's a pain, and my handwriting has gotten worse over the years because I'm typing all the time, but I got to tell you something. In a world of technology where a text message is really a voice message and an email is just so easy and so quick, there is nothing like getting something in the mail that says thank you. There is nothing better than someone taking their time with a pen, which research has shown when you write something in script form in your handwriting, it actually resonates with your brain on a deeper level and more effectively than when you type. Another reason to write things out that you're thinking. That's grateful. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're tuning in, let me know where you're tuning in from. We're talking about gratitude right now. And so my challenge for you would be, can you pick up some of these babies? Maybe Mother Trucker Yoga needs to get some on their website with cool trucks on them. But write somebody a gratitude note. Write someone a message that says, you are freaking awesome. Thank you for being in my life. I'm here for you. You got to mean it. And I just want to say I'm thinking about you. I pin a lot of those notes up on my bulletin boards. I save a lot of those. How many text messages and emails do you save? Not a whole lot. Hey, tuned in from Mountain View, Missouri. Oh my goodness. Hey, good morning. So that's what I got to say about gratitude. I want to take a couple minutes because this goes so appropriately with what we're talking about this morning and talk about Trucker's Christmas Group. So I don't know if you know about it or if you've heard of it or if you're like, I don't know what the heck the thing is. You're going to learn about it right now. So Trucker's Christmas Group, it's their 12th annual holiday fundraising campaign. What is it? It's where truckers like you and support truckers like me are helping truckers in need. And so I'm just going to read you a little something here. Created in 2008, Truckers Christmas Group supports CDL drivers and their families during the holiday season by raising funds requested through aid applications and nominations. In 2018, the organization saw a record number of applications and delivered 8,000 to 16,000 families during the Christmas, or sorry, $8,000 to 16 families, sorry, my bad, during the Christmas season. Since its inception, Truckers Christmas Group has raised more than $90,000 and helped 154 trucking families ease their financial burdens during the holiday season. Here is a way for you to be grateful and show gratitude and be thankful and reach out to someone else in need. This is the practice. That's why it's called the practice of gratitude. This is why all of those studies where it's like people in third world countries and very, very poor, poverty-stricken people, those people are still giving. They have not a pot to piss in, and they're still giving. And they're the kindest people, and they're the nicest people. This is why I love truckers. Like, you have no idea. I love you guys. Because you just give and give and give. And it's like when you think you have nothing left, you're still giving. When Shannon from St. Christopher Fund and I'm going to move this down a little bit, went on the road back in September, and we were at a bunch of TA Petros, and we're talking to the truck drivers, we're helping them with their health and fitness and doing all these different things, and then she's like, I'm from St. Christopher Trucker Relief Fund. And it was like drivers kept giving her money. And she's like, I'm not taking donations. And they're like, no. No, you're helping drivers. You're helping. And if I ever need help, I want to know like that this is a good organization. And they just kept giving her money. It was like, you don't need to, but you just do. So if you don't know about the Truckers Christmas Group, how can you get involved? Well, they actually have a store that you can buy items. And that money helps support drivers. You can donate items. You can donate money. And so a really good cause. They actually have a Facebook page. Check them out. Truckers Christmas Group. They do have a private group that you can be a part of. If you haven't seen some of the amazing videos by some of our amazing truck drivers who also are musicians, I believe Bill Weaver has one out there. I'm trying to think who else has one out. Ken Freeman, I think, has one out there. Kind of giving the story behind Truckers Christmas. Dave, if you're watching, maybe we can post that, or I'll go back and post that on Chrome and Steel Radio's page. I'll do the same thing on Mother Trucker Yoga's page. It's a great little video helping you learn more about that. But donors can give their time by helping Truckers Christmas Group vet candidates. So you can actually like look through the people that they're looking for. You can nominate a driver and his or her family, at truckerschristmasgroup.org. So you can go there and you can nominate someone if you know somebody. All nominations are anonymous and open to professional CDL drivers. I'm just reading some of this so I don't get this incorrect because I don't want to give you the wrong information. We haven't even opened the application process already yet, and we've received nominations from multiple families that would significantly benefit from our efforts. And that is a quote from Mark Abraham, who is the president of Truckers Christmas Group. So I love this. I think it's absolutely amazing. Mother Trucker Yoga will be taking part in this and helping in any way that we possibly can. If you know of somebody that would be a great candidate for this, you have to do your part now. This is how you can show gratitude. You can put a little bit extra effort in out of your busy day and go, truckerschristmasgroup.org, and you can nominate them. You can go to their site and purchase something for a Christmas present for somebody else, and in response, it's going to help support a family in need. You can make a monetary donation. You can do anything, whatever, something small. Remember, being grateful for what you have. You don't have to spend any money, but you could nominate somebody. You could share their page on your page on Facebook and let people know about them. This is the beauty of social media, you all. If we all just kind of put ourselves aside and we help other people get their message out, in essence, it's going to help us as well, internally, externally, and all, on multiple levels. So definitely check out them and check out what they're doing. If you need more information, reach out to us at Chrome and Steel Radio and we will get you the information to the best of our ability, or we will direct you towards someone that can better help you answer those questions. Okay, it is 9:50 Central Standard Time. That means that my show is almost over. So if you have questions, if you have concerns, if you want to know something, drop it in the comment section. If you haven't yet, please share out this video, because this episode being shared out helps other people know a little bit more about gratitude, a little bit more about the Daily Dose of Hope show, a little bit more about Chrome and Steel Radio. And without all of you, we wouldn't be in existence. I do, since I have a couple minutes, want to give you a little bit of information about one of my most favorite products ever, and that is BackShield. So if you don't have a BackShield, Gary at BackShield is absolutely amazing. We've become really good friends. Absolutely a great product. It's a great product for you to buy for a friend during Christmas season. It's a great product to buy yourself during the Christmas season if you have back pain, neck pain, hip pain. If you just feel like you are a pain when you're driving and you're stiff and whatever it is, BackShield, I don't go anywhere without it. We have one in our RV. My husband has one in his truck. I have one in my vehicle and I'm constantly giving them away to people. I was just in Utah and we had a couple people get one as well. And so definitely something that you need to look into. Go to BackShield.com. Use the code MTY10 and you'll get 10% off. They always do free shipping, free returns. And just make sure you couple this use with a couple of Mother Trucker Yoga stretches, because it's trying to help move your spine in the right direction. See, our spine is an S curve, not a C curve. And it's an S curve because it helps absorb impact. So all of that bouncing and jarring that you're feeling in the truck, if you're sitting like a C, meaning your back body is rounding into the seat, you can't properly absorb impact. That's why you have neck pain. That's why you're clenching your jaw. That's why your shoulders hurt. And yes, that's why your lower back partly hurts, is because you're not properly absorbing that impact. So this is not just about exercising. This is also about changing how you're moving and sitting during the day, because that's going to positively impact you. Because then if you go do exercises that are not influenced positively by good posture, you're just going to keep reiterating those issues and you're going to keep reinforcing those issues, which is partly the reason why with Mother Trucker Yoga, we kind of break it down move by move. We talk about posture because that's really important, because you only get one body and replacement parts are never as good as the originals. And for like $79, if you can feel better every single day, isn't that worth it? It's way cheaper than a hospital visit. You got that right. So that's just my little plug, because I really love that product. And I don't fall in love with products very easily. I am one of those people where it's like, let me use it for 6 months and I'll get back to you. But I really love BackShield. So go to BackShield.com. Use the code MTY10. Get 10% off. Say thank you. Be grateful. And share it with all of everybody else in your life. Hey, Al, how's it going this morning? I am so happy that you're on. It's good to see you. Tina, thanks for tuning in. Dave, thanks for tuning in. We were talking about gratitude this morning and being grateful. If you have not been able to watch the broadcast this morning, please rewatch it because it will make you feel so much better. And hopefully we can impact the lives of those around us in a more positive way. I think that's all I got for you guys. All right, now the real work begins. You need to share out this broadcast. You need to let people know about gratitude, about the Daily Dose of Hope show, about Crumb and Steel Radio, because without all of you, I can't stress this enough, without all of you, we would not be here. So I want to thank you. I want you to send me your address so I can send you a thank you card for being awesome, for being amazing, for being a driver that brings me my bread and my pineapple and my, you know, house amenities and my Amazon packages and everything else that you bring to my house, to my town. I want to say thank you for it. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for tuning in. If you have questions, if you have a story that you want to share that gratitude has impacted your life, let me know and we'll talk about it. Bring me on the show. If you've been doing your goals journal, remember, the last 90 days, 45 days ago, today is day 45, you're halfway through. If you actually wrote down those goals in your journal, I want to know about it. You don't have to share the goals with me unless you want to, but I want to know what you wrote down, what you shared, what inspired you, what are you working towards, what are you driving towards? Those things matter. I want you to picture a day when just offering a little bit more brings more grateful heart and helps others around you. I want you to picture a day when your friend, your good friend, looks at you and says, thank you. I'm so grateful for you in my life. And I want you to picture a day when we all just give a little bit more. And in the end, we recognize that what we're getting back is because of that. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Remember, share out this broadcast until I see you again. From my heart to yours, from my soul to yours, keep on trucking. Bye now.